We are back here on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz and Mitch Fortner with you. Wyatt Thompson going to join things next segment, and will stick with us for the rest of the 4 o'clock hour. Tyler Dreiling's going to be in for the 5 o'clock hour of the show as well, and Cole Manbeck at 6 o'clock will be in for Powercat Game Day, at least for a good chunk of the show. So we basically have 3 straight hours coming at you, and then pregame coverage from the K-State Sports Network will kick off at 7 o'clock ahead of the 8 o'clock tip time inside Bramlage Coliseum tonight. We'll get to a few other news and notes here this segment, including the latest update on Carlton Bragg of Kansas and whether or not he's going to play tonight after he missed Kansas's loss to Iowa State over the weekend. Obviously, Kansas needs all the help they can get inside. That is where they are weakest, so we will let you know what's going on there. It has changed as of this afternoon. But on Twitter, Powercat 46 weighs in. Let's be honest, did the Cats win the Baylor game or did Baylor lose it? 19 second-half points. Come on. Well, hey, look, the numbers in the second half, any way you slice it, are not pretty for K-State at all. But I just – look, okay, 19 points in the final 24 minutes of game time. They only had 12 points in the first 11 minutes of the second half. They let Baylor close all the way to within one after K-State led by 16 with 9:06 left. I mean, Baylor had a 14-2 run in there. Yeah, a lot of that is not good. But Baylor's playing at home, and they're the number two team in the country, the number one RPI team in the country. It's a very good team. They're going to make a run, and you have to give K-State credit for building enough of a cushion to be able to hang on. I feel like if we're going to sit here and just hammer on the team for how they close the game, that's just purposefully omitting what happened the rest of the game. You know, I feel like I am typically, I'm pretty critical of what's happened with the basketball program over the last couple years. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, I know that you just had a top five road win and it's the first one of its kind since 1994 with this program, but you really sucked in the second half, so I just don't want to give you any credit for that. I mean, that's ridiculous. You have to go ahead and open up and say, look, this team went on the road and beat a top five team. I'm going to give them credit for that. Are there some concerns with how they finished? Yeah, sure. I mean, they've had trouble putting together two consistent halves all season long. But for the most part, those have not been, you know, they have not had a good enough half in there to go ahead and then win a game of this type of magnitude. And they finally did, and they broke through and got it done. So that has a ton of value, regardless of how you felt at the end of the game with the way that they closed. They won the game. So, you know, are we sitting here? I know this is kind of a different scenario, but, like, are we sitting there if the Falcons had held on to win the Super Bowl? Like, say that they get a field goal late or something, or they win the game in overtime. Is anybody going to be sitting around just crushing them for how they played most of that second half? No, because they won the game. You know, I don't mean to drum up a Herm Edwards quote here, but you play to win the game. And K-State won the game on the road against the top five team. So I will give them credit for that. Tip off at 8 tonight with Kansas. We're going to hear from Brian Haney in hour 2 of the show at 5:25, the play-by-play voice of the Jayhawks, on how much the off-the-court stuff really is affecting this team that lost on Saturday to Iowa State in Allen Fieldhouse, breaking that long home win streak for the Jayhawks. Now, they played without sophomore forward Carlton Bragg. He's, in fact, missed the last 3 games, the win at Kentucky, the win against Baylor, and then Saturday's loss to Iowa State, all part of a suspension for an undisclosed violation of team rules, which we found out later was tied to some issues with having marijuana paraphernalia, possession of drug paraphernalia. It was a misdemeanor, and he got diversion from it from Lawrence Municipal Court. But the latest update here is that as of this afternoon, Bill Self had texted members of the media and says that Carlton Bragg will be available to play in the game tonight. So he's going to suit up. Whether or not he actually does get out there on the floor, I guess that is another question, but he's not theoretically suspended. He will be on the bench. He will be suited up. So I guess K-State students, be ready, be sharp, and get ready for whatever you're going to throw at Carlton Bragg, because he'll be out there. I'd imagine the students are going to have some fun, not only with the speed travel, but everything that's been happening with the Kansas program here, because you can't turn your head, it seems like, right now without Kansas players making some kind of negative headline. Whether or not some of that's been too much of a witch hunt, that I think is up for more of a debate, but no doubt the headlines have been there for this team. Two things to pass along to you before we get on to Wyatt Thompson and jump right back into all the K-State KU talk and recapping K-State's win over Baylor. I did want to Throw a shout out to the K-State women. They're back in the top 25, ranked 25th as of earlier today. They had a pretty darn good week last week. Took care of Texas Tech on the road, first things first, and swept the season series with the Red Raiders. Then they went on the road to Texas, a team that has not lost in a long, long time and is very good up atop the Big 12 along with Baylor. And K-State really put a scare in them. They hung with Texas really until the bitter end in that game on the road. So a solid week for the Wildcats. They now get the midweek game off until they return home on Saturday inside Bramlage Coliseum. So Jeff Bitty's squad still tracking really to be in contention to have a shot to host in the NCAA tournament. Again, you're probably looking at trying to be a number four seed if that is going to happen. But they did what they needed to do last week, certainly get a little more of a breather this week. And the other thing here is that we're gonna start talking baseball pretty soon, as crazy as that is. And we got the preseason Big 12 baseball poll within the last week. Didn't have it before last Wildcat Insider. And K-State was picked 8th in the conference in the Big 12 baseball preseason poll, which is not totally surprising. K-State is going to have a lot of new faces on the roster once again this season. Cats got 13 votes, just 3 ahead of Kansas, who was last at 9th in the Big 12, and K-State was 13 behind Baylor, who was 7th. So a pretty considerable drop-off there to K-State and Kansas at the bottom of the Big 12 baseball preseason coaches poll. But Cats do bring back some pretty good firepower. Obviously, Jake Scudder, Josh Ouellette, a couple names that you'll remember in the lineup that are very good, very, very talented players. And we're going to get our first chance to see them very soon. K-State's going to open up the season in just about a week and a half when they go down to Florida to open up their season. So baseball is just right around the corner. We're going to try and get Brad Hill on sometime in the next week or so you get a little bit more of a preview of what the Wildcats are bringing to the table. But picked 8th in the preseason coaches poll, TCU the favorite. They got 8 first-place votes. So for the third straight year, they are picked to win the Big 12 Conference. Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Texas, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Baylor, and then K-State and Kansas in the Big 12 preseason baseball poll. And I did have someone point out to me on Twitter, someone asked, haven't all three major sports been pegged 8th in the conference this year, football, men's basketball as well? Men's hoops was actually a little bit lower as they were 9th, but everything else has been 8th. Yes, football was 8th, baseball 8th, and then 9th for men's basketball. So right now, the way things look, everybody's outperforming these expectations. So if that does hold true to form, then K-State baseball is going to be in pretty good shape here in 2017. But there's some other news and notes. We're going to have a ton of basketball here before 7 o'clock when pregame coverage from the K-State Sports Network takes over.
Speaking of K-State and KU tonight, I just checked to see how many tickets are still remaining, which are on sale. The game is not sold out yet. Actually got an exact count, which you can go to kstatesports.com. You can actually pick your seat where you want to sit. As of right now, 323 tickets remaining.
Okay. You buying?
Already got my tickets.
Well, I meant for the people.
Oh.
Buy for the people.
Sure, yeah. They want to come give me a $100 bill. Yeah, I'll go get
your
ticket.
Have your own Mitch Fortner ticket giveaway. Okay. Wyatt Thompson will join me when we return here to talk about what K-State accomplished against Baylor and the matchup with the Jayhawks. You're listening to Wildcat Insider.